Guys, DGS, very special guest. As you guys know, I am a spokesperson for Emo's Pizza, and I've been talking to you about Emo's and their relationship with Variety, the children's charity. Today we have Brian in with us, who's been with us several times from Variety. Good to see you. How are you?
It's always great. We appreciate you having us here.
Yeah, you're welcome. We also have Josh over there. I've been having a lot of fun with Josh. I've used all my A comedic material. I got nothing left.
Yeah.
So Josh is one of the Variety kids, and he is here with us. So Josh, very, very nice to meet you. Thank you so much for being here. And Josh speaks through this technology, correct?
Right.
Yeah. And introduce yourself, please. Yeah.
I'm Rachel. I'm Josh's mom.
Okay. That's unimportant. right, Josh? We don't need her stuff. This is the one day you're in charge.
Yeah. Yeah.
You awesome. Want to send her out of the room? I'll get rid of her. This is my studio. I'll make your mom leave. You want to see her do some funky stuff? Want to see her do some push-ups? We'll make that happen. Paint her face? I don't care. So tell us about Josh. Tell us about Josh's siblings.
Yes, Josh is 8. He has 2 brothers, one who is 6 and one who is 3.
Uh-huh.
And they just love playing around, doing the normal things that brothers like to do.
Yeah, I bet he gets no sympathy, no quarter, no mercy.
He really doesn't, no.
Nor should he.
That's the big brother. He lays down. Yeah, yeah, he lays down the law.
I'm thinking about fighting him myself.
Yeah.
I don't like the look in his face. Look at him. Yo, look at him. Look at him challenge
ready.
Me.
Oh, yeah.
He thinks he can take me.
Yeah.
So what is Josh's condition?
So Josh has cerebral palsy, and he has a seizure disorder.
Okay.
And it affects all 4 of his limbs.
Okay.
So he has to sit in a wheelchair full time, and he uses this communication device to speak.
Yeah. And so let's, rather than me asking you the question, you just play his answer, because they're very, you know, obvious, like, tell me what the Variety Club has done for you. So let's just hear from Josh.
Sure. So of all the things that Josh has received from Variety Club, his answer for his favorite:
I am thankful for everything Variety has given me, but my bike is my favorite. I am able to ride around with my brothers.
Awesome.
Very nice.
Now, in fairness, we had to edit that because there were lots of curse words in
yeah.
there. He was dropping F-bombs. It was salty. It was just crazy. And I said, you know what? This is radio. We can't do that. So that's cool. Tell us about his bicycle.
So his bike is an adaptable bike, and it's something that he can just get on, and I don't have to hold on to him. He can just cruise around, ride around with his brothers, and there is nothing stopping him. So
that's great.
It's just like a kid on a bike like he's supposed to be.
Yeah, that's awesome. So how soon after Josh was born did you get hooked up with Variety?
It was 3 years, at 3 years old.
Okay. And I'm guessing just done, gone, let's do it, whatever you need, let's make it happen.
Yeah, Variety was a game changer for our family. They have provided the necessary tools for Josh to navigate his world
yeah.
with as much independence as we can get for him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they have been a blessing to us.
Is this Kelly? Did Kelly just sneak in?
She
yeah,
did.
Step on yep, up, grab yep. a microphone. Introduce yourself.
Well, hello, I'm Kelly Emo, and uh-huh. I'm here also to see Josh again. I got to see him a couple of days ago,
yeah.
so this is a big treat.
Were you late because you stopped by Pizza Hut? Is that what happened?
hey, none of that.
So tell us about your family's relationship with Variety.
Well, it goes back actually longer than I've been part of the Emo family. It goes back almost 3 decades,
yep,
I think.
That's right.
And it was a grassroots effort, I think, in the beginning. And my mother-in-law, Margie Emo, who has 6 children of her own,
yeah.
Her heart just is part of this because she loves children. So she started this early on and made a commitment. And as Variety grew, so did our commitment
yeah.
with Variety.
I was at the Emo house when I graduated law school back in 1990. Someone had a friend there. And an amazing house. And I remember one of the Emos I was introduced, and they said to me, like, well, you work hard, you'll have a house like this one day. And it was a damn lie. it's not even close. So, Brian, tell us about Variety. Growing up here in St. Louis, most of us feel like we know what
right.
you guys do.
Yeah, and we've been around 85 years, and to be around that long, you need to kind of adapt and change
sure.
to what the needs are. And so I think where we've evolved over the last couple of years is to really be a service provider. And the way we explain it, it's access and access to things like medical equipment. We mentioned Josh's communication devices or power wheelchairs or just ways that help you gain independence and navigate the world. But you also need therapies, physical therapy and speech therapy that help out. So we provide access and opportunity. The opportunity side is, you know, that just gets you to the point where you can navigate the world.
Yeah.
But then you need those opportunities that are really kind of life-changing, that build socialization and self-esteem. And we do that through Adventure Camp, which is summer camp and in winter. And then our history is in the performing arts and the movie and the theater world. So we have a performing arts program. We put on a professional Broadway musical every year. We have a chorus and a dance program. So really those opportunities to be kids and to have those things that develop you as a person.
What's the biggest kid you can accommodate? Because I've got a guy here named Mark Close that needing some extra help.
That's right. We'll try. All I can say is that we'll try.
He'd be shoving Josh out of the way.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
This is my scene, buddy.
It's about me.
Yeah, that's right. We'll get you at adventure camp, rock climbing, and see if you can help some of the kids up the wall.
Perfect. Give us an idea about the cost of some of these things.
Sure.
Just even ballpark.
Right. And I think generally when you think of having a child with special needs, I think the national average is for the parents about $30,000 a year in expenses. And, you know, if you look at a power wheelchair, those, they're becoming more and more advanced and having standing features and reclined features. Those can be up to $60,000.
Yeah.
So imagine having to buy a really nice car.
Sure.
And as you grow and you need to get new chair, they wear down, but having to do that every couple of years.
Yeah.
Communication devices can be $8,000 to $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times what we hear from the families and our experience is that and I think this is kind of universal, when you think you have coverage, you quickly find out that it's not adequate.
Yeah.
And what we say is, hey, you know what? We're going to step in. We're going to guarantee this equipment. Get you the equipment as fast as possible. If insurance does pay some or all, that's great. But what we say is we're going to make sure and we're going to pay the whole thing. So and don't
Josh
worry about that.
Josh throwing his communication device in the toilet every time mom. So when Josh, like, I don't know.
When Josh
know
decides that he's broken with all the with all the language, he's broken it, that he needs to get a new one.
So
and actually, Rachel had a great story just recently about the communication device. When he changed schools, he had one.
Yeah.
And so we didn't need to provide one for him. But when he changed schools, the school took that back. So Josh went a couple of months without a communication device. And that's his voice, and that's how he interacts with the world. So imagine being told, oh, we want that back.
Yeah.
They don't need it back, but we want that back, and then not having the opportunity to, I mean, who's going to have $8,000 sitting around to get a communication device that's so vital?
So, Kelly, let's talk about people, they're in, they're sold, and they want to know what they can do through Emo's Pizza.
Well, that's simple. Just order pizza. That is the easiest way to do it. We have put together our variety box here, and a portion of every single one of these boxes will go to variety. So we're plugged in. We're at the right time of the season. Everybody's getting busy, and people are coming home. So
yeah, I know, no lie, my family's a huge Emo's Pizza family. My daughter, who's 13, that's her go-to. I don't know what it is. I know there's nothing physically different about that square pizza, but there's something about it. It's cool. Like these square meal deals, the square pizza, it's just cool.
Yeah, I think it's just another way to remind people of who we are and how we're unique. And it's just, you know, like you said, a visual thing that defines us.
So just go to emospizza.com, get one of the two square meal deals from Emo's. A part of that's going to go to Variety to help kids like Josh and his mom. Easy peasy. There you go. Josh, it's an honor to meet you. Have a great, fun rest of your year.